We're continuing with the Netivot Shalom and Pashat Miketz. And he had been discussing that the Yetzer Hara is the envelopment of darkness, and that a person has to be able to shine a light and push away that darkness. And sometimes that light has to begin from within. It sometimes has to begin with the recognition that there is no such concept as darkness before Hashem. Uvoven miyuchad yeshno inyan ha'or b'Shabbat. And you want to know where you're going to find light? There's a special light on the day of Shabbos. Sheikar inyana she Shabbat hu'or. The whole concept of Shabbos revolves around light. K'mama marana saba kadosh milecho v'tzruto egen lenu. Like the Holy Grandfather from Lechovitz said, Raza de Shabbat ihi Shabbat. The secret of Shabbos is Shabbos. What does that mean? Okay, that's an interesting line. Raz, Reish Zayin. Secret of Shabbos is Gematria Or. Is the numerical value of light. Or, Reish Vav Aleph, Reish Zayin, is secret. Or is the word Raz. Or, the numerical value is like Raz, secret. Meaning the secret of Shabbos, v'ainu sha'or shel Shabbat, zeh ikar ha-Shabbat. He explained that the light of Shabbos is the essence of Shabbos. Shegamim yesh kpid b'chol halachot v'chumot shel Shabbat. Even if a person tries to keep all the halachos, all the stringencies of Shabbos, ach lo yeh lo shum regesh b'Shabbat Kodesh, but there's no feeling in his Shabbos, uv'chashecha yitalchu, and then he walks throughout his Shabbos. He's keeping every law with all the stringencies, but he's really walking in darkness. Then he's missing the essence of Shabbos. The Rebbe from Karlin said that a Jew like that, who kept all the halachos but didn't keep the spirit of Shabbos, so they'll let him into the Garden of Eden, but they'll make him into a bench in the Garden of Eden. So he's there, but he doesn't feel anything. Obviously, it's a metaphor, right? The secret of Shabbos, the internal secret of Shabbos, is the light of Shabbos. That a Jew feels the joy of connecting to Hashem on Shabbos. As the verse says, if you're careful with your gait on Shabbos, the way you walk, the simple physical things of Shabbos, then you will have joy with Hashem. That no pleasure in the world can compare to the joy of a beautiful Shabbos. The light of God, which is the hidden God, the hidden light, gets revealed on Shabbos. This light is the abundance that is shining from above on Shabbos. That's what the Holy Zohar continues and says. It begins with that line. The secret of Shabbos is Shabbos. And then it says, and all the angry, the forces of anger, the forces of judgment, they all run away and they pass from the world on Shabbos. Because of this light of Shabbos, all these impure forces all run away. And based on this concept, we can explain. Now, what was he discussing until now? He was discussing the idea that when a person is overtaken by his evil desires, he has to find light to push off the darkness. And one source of that light is within the person himself. And one source of that light is that external factor, the Shabbos that shines into a person's life. And based on this, we can explain, Ma'amar Chazal, what our sages taught. That when there was one mitzvah, the Gemara says, that had this fantastic introduction. That before Hashem gave us the mitzvah, the Gemara says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, God said to Moshe, Matana tova yesh li bevet kenazai. I have a special gift in my treasury, the Shabbat Shema, and its name is Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzvah that's called the gift to the Jewish people. V'ani chafetz itna li Yisrael, and Hashem said to Moshe, before He gave us the mitzvah of Shabbos, He said to Moshe, I want to give this gift to the Jewish people, lech ve'odiyem. Go tell them. Tell them about this gift that I have to give them. Shetzrich biyu, my mashma bet kenazah. So we have to explain, what is this concept of God's storage house? V'chen b'ma Shabbat imatana tova yotom kol shara mitzvot. And also we have to explain, how is Shabbos a greater gift than all the other mitzvos. And from here we'll run into the idea of Hanukkah, but we're out of time and we try not to go over time, so we have about 10 minutes left to this work, and I guess we'll have to finish it Wednesday night in our Parsha class. We'll begin with this. It's not the Shem.